like what has been said, we like what has been received, and we ask you to stay in this place of arrival. In other words, the more that you can receive the expectancy of arrival, the more that you can move to a place of acquittal of past tendencies, of past frequencies, of past paradigms. In fact, what you do is receive your upgrade now. You see, that is what is dawning upon each of you, the degree to which you will establish yourselves in the now moment, in the now presence, in the now circulation. In fact, you have more to come. You see, what is dawning upon you is that there is a richness to be offered. There is a richness to be accrued and received as you will receive this energetic exchange. Now, when you feel like you know it all, when you feel like you know where you're going, when you have a defined plan of arrival, there is not much room for promotion. In other words, you really are not interested in interference. Don't want to mess with a good thing. Yes. Now, as you are upgrading as a species, as you are moving into a new paradigm, as you are allowing the shift to occur, you are going to find out many interesting matters. In other words, there are miracles to be had, but we do such a name as such because miracles are simply acknowledging your advanced state of procurement. In other words, how you create something, how you recognize something to be, it is shifting as you realize that you are moving from a place of a linear functionality into a promotional state of arrival. You see, as you claim this, you must understand that there is room to grow, that there is room to be surprised, that there are places where you have overlooked how easy it is to make the timeline come. Now that is what is occurring as you will give yourself a break, as you will give yourself a pardon. Some of you are continuing to show up with the 10 lash approach. In other words, you were beating yourself quite literally even as you open up to the receivership. In other words, why didn't you start this sooner? Why didn't you listen more last time? What is it going to take? We challenge you, therefore, to be very aware, to be keen, to overcome this tendency to align with this former broadcast. In other words, it is no accident that these words are being offered, that this attunement of focus is being heard, because as you see, you are washing yourself out with kindness. The broadcast of the Elohim, the energies of the Christ presence, the allowance of divine love, you see, we treat all matters with love. It is a welcomed approach, yes? And so what we are doing in essence is flushing out all those places of despair, all those places of bereavement, all those places of continuing to question self. We ask you therefore to receive the grace, to receive the love, to receive the empowerment. Now as you are slipping and sliding, as you are learning how to do the cross check, in fact there is a heavenly glow occurring. In other words, you are due for an increase. You are due for an arrival. You are due to sing the highest attunement, to be one with your Christ presence. Now, as you will allow this to unfold, in fact, while you are not looking, we inserted some cookies into your cookie jars. In other words, you are receiving the broadcast of the higher alignment of love. Now, this is a powerful alignment, and it is one that brings forth great merriment, great wonder, great mirth and laughter and joy, because it has not dawned upon you as a species as such that you can create with such a powerful ally. In fact, you have been at the bottom of the heap, at the bottom of the class, in creating out of the issue of fear. You see, you still fear yourselves, dear ones. You say you fear another, but it is truly the self. That is what the acquittal is all about. To recognize that you are already whole. To recognize that you are already empowered. To recognize that you are already justified in making this further advancement. Now, as you will continue to allow these energies to unfold, we will provide the upgrade, we will provide the allowance, and we will provide your attunement. You see, dear ones, it is you that is bringing forth this broadcast. It is you that has pre-selected this audience, this orchestration, this allowance of love. You see, dear ones, you are not broken at all. As you will allow this to be the case, as you will allow this truth to be heard, you see, you are hearing this on multiple levels. There is a dimension of self that is in full agreement, and so it has passed the test, you may say. Now, as you move through these so-called boundaries, there are essences that are still surprised. What is this love that you speak of, you see? Now, this is where we bring forth the orchestration. This is where we bring forth the charge. We demonstrate, you see, the allowance of love for this to be your true nature, to allow this love to permeate your essence, to permeate your consciousness, to allow your cellular structures to be changed on a permanent basis. You see, it is the spiritual DNA that is in receivership at this point. That is the reason for the discussion with your master self. That is the reason for the prayer work. You see, we go on and on and on with your mind quite endlessly, and that is its job. But as we teach your higher self to be aware of that which is occurring, you recognize heaven's call and you allow. Now, that is where we are going. You may say the aspect of self that is outside mind, that is outside the level of a consciousness or attunement you normally cling to, you normally attest is reality. We ask you, therefore, to be quite liberal with your understanding of truth, with your understanding of what you find to be normal, of your true reality, of your true state. As you will witness it as such, you will see the miracles. As you will see it as such, you will see the miracles abound. You see, our channeler, she is keeping up with the words rather than receiving herself. She is making sure everyone is attendance. Is everyone listening? Is everyone open? You may say, in essence, she has been extending some of her own energetic awareness to bring some to a higher plane of alignment. As such, she has forgotten, shall we say, to include herself. Now, this is an important arrangement. This is an important determining factor, because there is a tendency for her to allow herself these gifts on a last come, last serve basis. Now, this will no longer do, and we are guiding her quite willingly up to the front of the class. You see, dear ones, each of you have the tendencies. Her tendency is to go last, to serve others first. It has worked up to a point, but indeed, there is a need for there to be the check and balance. There is a need for the full healing on her part. Now, we bring this to your awareness because each of you are being guided to your wholeness. You see, each of you have the tendencies. In some areas, it is quite easy to open up and receive. In other areas where you feel more challenged, there is a tendency to sequester these energies and to leave them unchecked. Imagine, if you will, that you were cleaning a house, yes? And you go room to room, easy peasy, easy stuff. But there is one room that truly has acquired so many dust bunnies. Each time you pass by this room, because it is antiquated, because these are energies that will stir some emotions and such, there is a tendency to overlook the room. Oh, I'll attend to it next week, you see? And as the saying goes, next week never comes. And so, dear ones, as we have allowed and attuned our channeler to be quite liberal with the love, including self, in these broadcasts, we bring forth the offering to you, to that place that is perhaps overlooked from time to time, to that place that is missing a full heaping dose of the love. Understand? Now, we ask you, without mentioning, to open up even further at this time of receivership. In other words, when no one has been looking, we have come to you and we have adjusted your cross-check. We have adjusted your understanding of self. In other words, that is what is missing. There are aspects of self for each that continue to vibrate with the energy realization of shame, of guilt. Now, these are patterns that are in the collective, yes? And you have been doing your due diligence by reflecting as such. The time has come, therefore, to wipe the slate clean, to alleviate the structure, the tendency, the forecast of the collective unconscious state of arrival. In other words, dear ones, we ask you to pay particular attention. Wherever there is still an issue of the shame, of the guilt, do not be surprised if you were receiving a mirroring effect in your own protocol. In other words, these are the days that are going to be showing to you, revealing to you that room that has been overlooked in the past. Each day, as you acquire more of the good stuff, more of your higher attunement, as you become more evolved as a species, you must understand that the days are numbered in terms of avoidance. You will be provided the apparatus, the overlays, as such, the support of your master teachers and guides in moving through these energies, in dismissing self once and for all. But you will be guided through the paradigm of the false self. In other words, dear ones, these are what the challenges are about. It is time to relieve yourself of the issues of martyrdom, of the issues that have been challenging you the most, the place where there has been the tendency to hide. There is no hiding, yes? You see this in some of your political affairs. Things are coming to the surface. You can bet, you can be assured, the same is occurring on a microcosm basis. It is not coming to hurt. It is coming to challenge your own belief system. We ask you, therefore, to not run from life, to not overlook any area that causes unrest, to allow yourself to breathe and to receive the energy exchange, to allow yourselves to relieve yourself of the collective unconscious guilt. That is what is arriving. You are taking back your power, dears, and you are ready to transform life as you have understood it to be. We ask you, therefore, to not find your linear problems to be of annoyance, to welcome them in, to welcome them because they are your savior, to welcome them in because the challenge is affording you the opportunity to release the old shame, that old guilt, that old paradigm. And so, yes, we come with gifts. We ask you, therefore, one last time, dear ones, to allow yourself to now receive. Do you understand how significant these days are? Do you understand how important each of you are? You see, we know who you are. We know your truth. We understand your master soul. And so each of you are working through these energies on behalf of the whole. You see, you have come to extend your light to the collective. And so you are orchestrating your final preparation of receiving your light in totality. Is it any wonder then that the dust bunnies are coming up for review? See not the challenges of the day as problems, but rather as opportunities to open up to your grandness, to your might, to your wonderment. You are angels of advanced consciousness, and you are coming to play your part. This is true without exception. We know who you are. We stand by ready to serve. We ask you, therefore, to remember all is in alignment. All is securing your place in the realization of your true nature. We ask you to go in peace, even if the wind should blow. What the wind is revealing is your true self, your true nature. And so we seal this activation with our love, with our gratefulness as you walk these days. We see that last room that at first was closed, it is ajar. For some, it is wide open. For others, you are testing the waters, but we see the crack. And we sing your praise because, dear ones, we understand the significance of the crack. You are proving yourselves mighty. You are proving yourselves right. That you have capacity to overcome all challenges now, to reinstate yourself in your head in the heavens. We ask you, therefore, as a collective, to join together now and to seal this activation. We ask you to attune to the central sun within, to feel the light of the sun. We ask you to extend this light to all of your cells, for all of your cells at this time, to know the truth of you. We ask you to receive this light in the name of all those that are waiting for your awakening. You see, you are not here to be supported by another that is awakened. It is about, dear ones, recognizing your own awakened consciousness, your own awakened self. That is where we are going. That is how important you are. Important, yes. Timely, yes. As we speak to you, you see, we awaken you from your slumber. Realize each day is important. Realize each day is your awakening. And so we will bring forth this advanced attunement throughout the session. Expect the energies to be present in the evening, in the fortnight. Expect there to be some honored guests supporting your changes, supporting your new approaches, supporting your love, the love of self. Appreciate the self. Appreciate every time you remember to take the breath. Every time you remember to get quiet, to open up, to receive, to ask, to forgive. Appreciate all of the kindness that you are bringing back to self. And if you notice yourself to be not so kind to self, appreciate that you have the willingness to notice and to begin again. Masters, we say, each of you, go in peace.
I wish I knew, to be honest, but there's somebody that literally has opened up to spiritual gifts, spiritual awarenesses, but you don't realize it's occurred yet. So, oh my gosh, I just feel like you honestly think your mind's playing tricks on you. It isn't. You're receiving. So they want me to share this and then we'll begin. we all channel. There's nothing special about channeling. They say in a couple of years, there won't even be that word, because we all do it. We all do it all day long. So, there's this, like, you're kind of putting distance between what you're receiving and you, because it's almost like a self-esteem issue, like not feeling worthy of it or accomplished enough. And the thing is that we already all are accomplished. We're just waking up to who we truly are. So I just wanted me to share that. And they're going to be working with you so that you really realize, like, oh my gosh, like, is this real? I can even feel that energy, that, like, inner talk. Is this real? Yes, it's real. So I just want to share that. Okay, so we're